go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 moves, and tonight he's gonna try.
Welcome to another round of the Making A Radio Show. Man, we've got a big one lined up today. What a great weekend that we've had in bull riding this past weekend. Man, it was exciting, man, to watch some of the things that we've had go on this weekend. We've had the Houston Rodeo. We've had the Iron Cowboy 3 going on. It's been a really fun weekend. A lot of really cool rides this weekend. So, kind of tell you what's going on this week and what's going to be coming up in the next few weeks is today we have a huge guest that's going to be with us today, Super Dave Sampson. He is a PBR finalist, multi-time PBR finalist, NFR cowboy. He's been up and down the road for about 17, 18 years. He's been riding bulls, and so we're going to have him on today. He was at the Iron Cowboy 3. We're going to talk with him a little bit about what he's seen there and what he's doing now and kind of what his career, and talk a little bit about that. Also today we're going to talk a little about Rodeo Houston, what's going on there, and Ty Pozzovan having a great weekend late last week there, and he is riding like a house of fire. So kind of talk about that a little bit. And we're going to dive into a few other things as we getting settled in here. We're going to have a great show today, so we're going to take a short break, and we're going to be right back right with Mr. Dave Sampson.
That tonight's gonna be a good night. that tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. Tonight, tonight.
Hey!
Let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey!
Let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like on my god.
Like on my god.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's get it off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel tov. Look at it dancing.
Move it, move it.
Take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof. And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, and do it, and do it, let's live it up, and do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, do it, do it, do it.
Here we come, here we go, we gotta rock,
rock, rock, rock.
Easy come, easy go, now we on top,
top, top, top, top.
Feel the shot, body rock, rockin' don't stop,
stop, stop, stop, stop.
Round and round, up and down, around the clock. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Saturday, and Sunday. Get with us, you know what we say, say. Party every day, party every day, and I'm feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
Hi, this is world champion Rob Smets, and whether you're riding a bronc or roping a steer, you need boots you can count on. Only Ariat boots provide you the support, stability, and comfort you can rely on day in and day out. Ariat's four levels of technology allow you to pick the boot that gives you the maximum support for your best performance. And the variety of styles, colors, and premium leathers lets you pick a boot that suits your personal style. When your performance needs to be top-notch, be sure you're wearing Ariat, the brand that'll keep you on your feet when the going gets tough. Visit a store near you and try Ariat boots today to experience the difference.
Well, Making Eight fans, you heard it right from the multi-champion Rob Smets. Go to get some Ariat boots. It's the kind of boots I got on my feet. It's kind of all the Making Eight, Making Acts needs to be wearing every day they walking around. And we got one more thing we want to get to right before we get to our special guest is we have a brand new website that's up and running. And anybody that is on our chat room right now that with Blog Talk Radio, if you want to go over to the website is Making8Rodeo.com, M-A-K-I-N, the number 8, rodeo.com. You can go there. We have a chat that is set up live right there. You don't have to sign up. All you have to do is go there, log in, and put in your nickname, and you're right there in our chat room with all of our fans, and we have a bunch of them that's over there right now chatting away and excited about our special guest that we got lined up. Well, we've been talking about him. Let's go right to him. Super Dave, are you with us?
I'm here.
Well, Dave, we really appreciate you coming on the show today and talk about what's going on with you now. You've retired from rodeo. You've kind of stepped away. What are you doing up to these days?
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me on here. I've made it official. I officially retired in October. Went out to a bull riding out in Arizona and won it. And I thought, you know, what a way to walk away from the game. And I started working for a oil and gas company now, and I'm a land man and trying to earn a steady paycheck for a change.
You know, the life on the road compared to life at home has got to be a lot different because you were a professional cowboy, professional bull rider for, 17, 18 years?
Yes, sir. I rode bulls for 17 years professionally, you know, for about 15 of that. And I can't even begin to guess the miles we logged and all the sky miles I got. So I think 1 year when I was riding in the PBR, I was only home 2 weekends out of the whole year. So 50 weeks on the road.
Wow, that's a fun life, you know. You get to meet so many different guys. You were there. You got to live a lot of the instances, and you made some spectacular bull rides that will go down in PBR history. You were a magnificent bull rider.
Well, I appreciate it. I tell you, more than any of the money that I won or anything else, it was the friends and relationships that I made with all the guys in rodeo, you know. Not just the riders, but even the fans and the people involved in rodeo. You know, I have friends from Idaho to Florida to, you know, California and everywhere. You know, it's like I got a thousand homes.
You know, something that's really cool about rodeo is that we, bull riders take the time out and to visit with the fans, and that's something you was really good at. I noticed that over the years I have been around rodeo and I've seen you out. A lot of bull riders take the time out and go visit with the fans because we all know that that's where what this sport is about is you know, is of course bringing home, making money and earning an honest living, but it's about having the fans enjoy themselves as they come out to these events.
Well, you know, if I learned anything from Tuff Hedeman, it was to take care of your fans, you know, because once you're done riding, that's all you got, you know, memories. And there's a lot of guys that I don't think took the time and or do take the time now to appreciate the people out there. And, you know, there's a lot of guys that still do, don't get me wrong, but, man, it can be over in a heartbeat. And you know, how good a first impression do you want to make on people is the way I always looked at it.
Well, let's talk about it a little bit earlier in your career. You were you started the game a little bit later than others. Is that correct?
Yeah, I didn't start riding bulls until I was almost 24. I went to college in Kansas State University up there in Kansas and joined the rodeo team and just hadn't had the opportunity to rodeo before that. Started late, kind of almost like I felt like it was a little bit of an advantage. I didn't make all the mistakes that a young guy can make and wasn't beat up when I started going. And, some of these guys, they started, you know, 8, 9, 10 years old. And by the time they're 18, 20 years old, ready to rodeo professionally, you know, their bodies just can't handle it. They're already beat up.
That's correct. You know, they ride so many bulls. You're growing up and to get to the level of the professional level. It's some really ranked bulls out there, and all the injuries sustained. I'm looking here on Pro Bull Stats right now. It's your stats, and you're still ranked 76 in the world in your career. So that's really cool to still be ranked 76 in your career and. You know, you made the PBR finals 2000 to 2005, and to have an accomplishment like that is pretty cool. What is something that just kept you coming back for the sport?
It's bull riding is a drug. It gets in your blood. You got to wake up and you got to crave it every single day, or quit and get a real job. And it was something that I was very passionate about. And I loved the traveling, and I loved the meeting the people all over the country. And some of my bull riding friends are the greatest guys in the world, you know, and a bunch of them were my heroes and now they're my friends. You know, it's a very humbling sport, but it's awful rewarding at the same time.
Who was the guy that you had on your wall, your favorite bull rider as you were growing up?
Oh man, I had a bunch of them. Of course, Jim Sharp, Clint Bronger. He was I studied a lot of Clint Bronger tapes. It's kind of funny. I tease him about it now when we have a chance to visit and hang out. You know, but it really was. I wish Clint could have been around riding a lot longer. While I was going, you know, he kind of was at the end of his career when I just got started into it. And, You know, and then feed them. And, you know, I guess I should say I probably had a chance to ride more like Tough than anybody because neither one of us could ride pretty, but the guy, there was no beating him mentally, you know, and geez, it's just, it was just neat to be able to ride and become friends with them guys.
Oh, man, those are guys, the same guys I looked up to as I was in the sport, man. Those were some fantastic guys in the dirt and off the dirt. They're just great guys to be around. Talk about what made you retire. You know, you were still really relatively healthy and doing well, still riding bulls at a steady pace. What made you decide that it was go ahead, hanging up time?
You know, I'd started working at this job, you know, with my boss, and he was starting to get me into the oil and gas business, and I went down to like Houston Rodeo last year, and geez, just got mucked out, and was driving back to College Station where I was working at the time every night, and you know, I just kind of decided to make a decision. You know, did I want to go get beat up and be gone all the time again, and or did I want to start trying to look towards the future and get into a career, you know, to have something to fall back on. And in months after that, after Houston, I was going to some rodeos and some friends, and I started kind of sweating a few bulls. You know, if I'd seen a really bad one in there, I thought, you know, man, I'd just like to have just a nice one. You know, I didn't care if I won second or third. And if you're going there not wanting to ride the baddest son of a gun there, then you don't need to be there.
That's exactly right. That's what they, you know. Everybody, that's what everybody says. If you're not wanting to go ride the rank one, it's time to hang it up. And you picked a great time. You said you won the bull riding when you decided to go ahead and announce your retirement. And that had to be a great feeling there.
It was. It was kind of emotional, and it was my traveling partner Cody Hancock's bull riding out in Arizona. And I thought about doing it a little bit earlier, and, you know, he said, hey, if you're going to hang it up, come out here and do it at my bull ride. You know, it'll be an honor and a pleasure for him. And you know, fortunately enough, I went out there and I drew a great bull and stayed on. And I thought, yeah, that's the way to go. That's it.
Well, do you have any stories from out on the road that like to share?
I got tons of them, but I'm not sure how many we can tell. Back in about 99, maybe 2000, one of the fondest stories, I was traveling to some bull ridings. We was going up to, I think, Thief River Falls, Minnesota, and maybe Bismarck, North Dakota, kind of making this summer run. And I was with Paulo Krimber and Jesse Shellhammer and a couple other guys. And we'd done real well at all the bull runs, and we had an off day. And we only had about 4 or 5 hours to drive before the next one. And we stopped in at a Walmart or somewhere, and we went in. We all bought sleeping bags and bought a tent and a football and some food, and went out to this lake and pitch a tent. Paulo, he didn't know what we was doing. We just threw a sleeping bag, and he bought one, and we got out there, and we're all playing football and hanging out, and he asked me, it was before he could speak real good English, so he's wanting to know where we was going to sleep. I said, heck, we're going to stay here. And he thought, what? And we set that tent up, you know, and we all camped out, and just had a wonderful time. And I talked to Adriano years after that, and he said that was the first time Paulo had ever been camping. And he said it was one of the funnest things Paulo ever got to do, and that he took his kids camping now and stuff. And so that was one of them deals, you know. It's kind of a fun little experience, you know, and it, you know, made a big difference in somebody else's life too. So.
Oh yeah, no doubt. It those spontaneous thing, the, you know, events is what makes our sport and our togetherness so much. I mean, it's really cool. I have a really funny story. When I was riding bulls, we were riding in the PRCA and got throwed off a bunch of times and run out of money, so we decided we were going to sleep under this cattle trailer, and we couldn't get a room nowhere, so we were going to sleep under a cattle trailer. Then it came a rain, and man, we had cow crap all over. But it was just an experience that we'll never forget, you know. And that's what this sport is so humbling, and it helps you in so many different ways and joy and everything. But let's talk a little bit about the Iron Cowboy. I mean the event that you were at last night. What did you think about it? And man, JB is just he came so close to covering Bushwhacker. What did you think about the event first?
Oh, first off, it was my first time seeing it live there at the at Cowboy Stadium, and what an amazing event and building and everything that is there. You know, hats off to Jerry Jones for that one. Second off, you know, JB was in town earlier. We got to hang out a little bit. We all went and ate, and he had some business going on, and you know, we'd just been talking and. One thing about JB, if anybody's going to ride Bushwhacker, I think it'll be JB. The guy's just—he rides the bulls for the right reasons, you know. He lets it all hang out, and I thought maybe this was the time he was going to ride him, you know. I knew when he had to only ride a little bit longer than 4 seconds to win the event. I knew that wasn't going to be a problem. You know, Bushwhacker, he doesn't get started right off the bat. That bull just gets ranker and ranker as he goes. And I knew it was JB's event as soon as it got down to them two.
Who impressed you out of the event last night?
Oh, geez, everybody that made it there. I mean, that's a feat in itself, is just being able to qualify and get there. You know, I've unfortunately never got to ride at one of these, the bracket type, you know, setup that they had for the Iron Cowboy. I think it's kind of a neat deal. I don't know if I'd want to do that every week or not, but, you know, Austin Meyer, he's definitely a hand, you know, a guy he lets it hang out all the time. He's got the great work ethic, you know, and the Brazilians, you know, not everybody talks great about the Brazilians and stuff, but the guys are animals, you know. They're staying on, and that's what you got to do. You know, they don't pay the guy that doesn't stay on. And, you know, most of them guys are just great guys. You know, I mean, the guy that impressed me is the guy that won. You know, JB, he just he seems like he's riding for the right reasons now. You know, he's just focused on riding bulls and having fun, and he's not letting anything else bother him, and that's hopefully this will be his year.
You know, we've been watching the Bill Ford Tough series all year, and we see JB, he consistently, when he gets into the short round, I'm not a big fan of the draft in the short round myself, but one thing we can see out of JB is when he gets in the short round, he's going to pick the rankest bull he can get. He's not going to pick the safe card, and that's what I really like about him, is that he's out there to make them high, the 90-point rises. He said yesterday on the telecast that nobody remembers 87. They remember the 91s and 92s. So, and that really shows what kind of guy JB is. He just wants to go out there and make big bull rides and make them, you know, bring home a world championship.
Oh, for sure. You know, definitely. I mean, you know, you see it in all the sports, you know. Nobody remembers who won second place, you know. You know, and it may have cost JB a world title or two, you know, already. But, you know, they talk about the guys riding percentages, you know, being higher and stuff. Well, heck, if I could have picked the bulls I got on, you know, at the bull ridings, my riding percentage would have been a lot higher. You know, I wouldn't have got on Rampage as many times as I had to, and if few of them other bulls that are, I guess you'd say, the undesirable ones. You know, there's a lot of other bulls I'd rather got on, so.
Well, talking about bulls, let's talk about the best two bulls going today is the Bushwhacker and Asteroid. Which one do you think is the tougher one to get on to make the 8-second whistle on, and which one do you like the best?
To be honest, I think they're apples and oranges right there. I think I'd rather have a 1,000 Asteroids than one Bushwhacker. I think Asteroid, he's probably my favorite bull going. That's a rank little dude right there. I mean, he just gets it on. There's no tricks, no dirty stuff. He's just, you nod your head, you better bring it with him. And Bushwhacker, you know, he's got some, I don't want to say he's not dirty, but, you know, he's, you know, he doesn't really have a set pattern, you know. He's going to just throw it all out there at you, and you just better be in the middle when the whistle blows if you want a chance at him.
Well, somebody that reminds me, Astro, reminds me a lot of Scat Cat. You know, he's bucking, his kick is, there's just not very many bulls out there that has a vertical kick like that. And both of them are just as rank as they can be. And there's another bull out there that's not on the PBR that I think is one of the rankest bulls going, and that's Directory Assistance. And, you know, them three bulls right there are what I think is the best three bulls in the world going right now. But it's definitely going to be fun with these two bulls to see who gets in as we get further along into the season, who's able to win another world championship buckle for the bulls.
For sure, for sure. Directory Assistance, yeah, what a great bull. Had the opportunity to get on him, I believe, at Lufkin last year, and I'd been craving him. I was really excited to get on him, and they swapped deliveries on me, put him out of a right-hand side, and he kind of come down the gate, and not making excuses, you know, I just my game plan was a little different, and I kind of raised up to get by that post on the gate, and, you know, I stubbed my toe, and he flat bucked me down. You know, I'd love to have another shot at him and try to even up the score, but, you know, there were so many bulls just like that one little mistake, and it's not gonna work out too good. But you know, I think Asteroid will probably be the bucking bull of the year again. I think that's the pick. I mean, the bull is just so consistent. You know, if you're not marking him a 24, you're crazy. I mean, I don't know how you can get much better than that.
No, you're so correct. That bull right there is just, he's just ranking. And you've got to go after him. You've got to be aggressive to make a bull ride on him. And we've seen a couple of guys go 6 seconds on him. We've seen Justin Kuhn just last week go 6 seconds on him, and Justin really, I thought Justin was going to cover him. But yeah, you know, it's really good when somebody does make the 8-second whistle on him. That's going to be one special night. It's a night that everybody's going to remember.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and hopefully, you know, when they do have it, you know, the bull has a good day and the rider has a great day, and, you know, there's nothing worse than having a bull like that maybe has a, you know, a stumble or something and doesn't get into it, and then a guy gets him rode or something. But or if the other guys, you know, someone does stay on him, you know, and then the guy says, well, he didn't have his trip, you know. But with that bull, he's, you know, if he don't hurt himself, he's going to be a great bull for a long time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No doubt about that. Well, Super Dave, we really appreciate you coming on, and you got anything coming up? I know you do a lot of golf tournaments, and you got anything coming up in the near future that you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, I sure do, and I appreciate you bringing it up. Here at the end of the month, on Friday, March 30th, I do a benefit golf tournament out in Weatherford, Texas. I used to do it for the Resist All Relief Fund, and now I've since changed, and I do it for one individual guy. You know, a bull rider that rides for a living, you know, not a weekend guy, you know, none of this stuff, you know, but guys that have already, you know, made their mark and, you know, rodeo for a living, they count on that, you know, come, you know, rain or shine. This year it's for Pistol Robinson, who hopefully everybody's seen, you know, broke his legs. He broke both his legs back in January up at Madison Square Garden up there. And, you know, this year it's, very easy to select Pistol to receive it, you know, and it's called Cowboys Helping Cowboys. And, you know, that's what it is. It's nobody asking for a handout, but, you know, we're out there trying to say here, you know, here's a helping hand, you know, can't wait to see him back riding again.
Pistol's a great guy, man. Yeah, there's no better guy out there right now to do that better for than him. You know, Pistol's, he's a great talent in the rodeo industry. He's great with the fans, and we wish him a speedy recovery. And that's a great thing for you doing for him. So, hey, keep us in mind, and you know, every time you do a different deal, I know you do a lot of golf tournaments and stuff, please let us know about them. We'd love to get them out there to the fans and get the fans out to you to the event. So, but we really appreciate it, Dave. And,
you bet. And if anybody wants to donate to the golf tournament, they can find me on Facebook and just send me a message, you know, and I'll send you the info. And just hope to see everybody out there. And you know, like I say, long live Cowboys.
Definitely that, Super Dave. Tell everybody you know, Dave, about our new websites, makingarodeo.com. And we want to get everybody over there and to check it out. We do radio shows every Sunday. We're going to start doing radio shows every day during the week. We all about promoting the positive of the sport, and we love it, and we love all the guys that's up going up and down the road. So, well, Dave, we wish you all the best in everything you do in the future, and let us know you'd like to come back on sometime.
Sounds great. Anytime. Thank you so much.
All right, Dave. Take care, man.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was Super Dave Sansom. That's a really cool character having him on today. It was talk a little bit about the Iron Cowboy and his career, and he's made some awesome rides. But we're going to take a short break, and we're going to listen to a Justin McBride song, and we'll be right back.
So don't call me Tex. No, I don't mind you asking about this cast here on my leg. I had a little bad luck with a bull in Santa Fe. It don't me good, but I'll ride tonight, 'cause if I don't get paid. No, I never thought about a safer line of work with a little more security that won't get me hurt. You can take away my pickup, put me in a black sedan, hang up my hat, spurs and boots, it's my Copenhagen chain. Put me in a high-rise office, make me wear a suit and tie, but I'll be a cowboy till the day I die. Unless you're one of us, you'll never understand. Cowboying ain't just what I do, it's who I am. It's how I think, it's what I feel, it's the way of life I love. No, it ain't like I had a choice, it's in my blood. You can take away my pickup, put me in a black sedan, hang up my hat, spurs and boots, it's my Copenhagen chain. Put me in a high-rise office, make me wear a suit and tie,
pickup, put me in a black sedan, hang up my hat and spurs and boots, it's my Copenhagen tan. Put me in a high-rise office, make me wear a suit and tie, but I'll be a cowboy till the day I die. Yeah, I'll be a cowboy till the day I die.
Howdy, folks. It's radio announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at Making8.com. No matter if your passion is tying a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a Mad Bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's Making8.com. Get a grip.
Well, Making8 fans, welcome back to Making8 Radio Show. We just had Super Dave Sampson on with us, and we were talking a lot about the Iron Cowboy and what's going on, what happened this weekend, and to dive into it a little bit, you know, what a weekend by J.B. Mooney. This guy is, really exciting to watch. He's not going to take any prisoners at all this year. I fully believe 100% that he is going to have a fantastic latter part of the season, and you can bet 100% that he is going to be trying his dangest to win a world title this year. And to see him come so close to riding Bushwhacker, I just thought this was going to be the time. And I actually thought that they started the clock a little late, because if you notice, Bushwhacker kind of jumped in the chutes, but they say that the shoulder did not break the plane, so I thought that he had rode him. So, but it was what a great event, you know, to have that many people there at Dallas Stadium. It was really cool to see that. So, and we're excited about some of the things that we have coming up here with the Making8 Radio Network. If you guys have not heard, go check our new website out, brand new website, Making8Rodeo.com. You'll be able to go there and chat. We have a live chat that will be up there, so you'll be able to go there and chat during our shows. And at the end of the show, we won't have to stop chatting. We'll just stay there and chat as long as we want. It'll be an open, running live chat, so that's exciting. We've got a lot of new things coming up with the Making8 group, with Making8 Maniacs. Well, I think I have somebody that wants to talk just a little bit about this, you know. Let's see if this guy wants to come on air with us. Mr. Scott Misick, are you with us?
Hey, what do you say, Mike Anderson? What's going on, partner?
Man, I don't know what I'm just excited to see our website up and going and all the new things we've got going on. Scott, tell us about some of the new things that Making8's got going for him.
Well, Mike, there is a lot of things going on, man. And first off, before we even get into it, I got to tell you, that has got to be one of the best interviews that I've heard in a long time when it comes down to talking with these rodeo guys. Dave Samsel, upstanding kind of guy. I want to thank him for joining the radio show. And thank you for lining that up and making that happen, man. You guys did a fantastic job today. I think all of the maniacs that were tuned in here today and the ones that will be listening to the archive really enjoyed it as well. So, kudos to you, man. Fantastic job.
Oh, man. Thank you, man. It was, you know, to sit down and do these shows and do these interviews, is a blessing to me. It gives me a place to talk about rodeo. Dang sure my wife gets tired of me talking to her about it. So it gives me a place to talk about it, and what's special is better to share it with the fans than...
Oh, I know it.
So what do we got?
That's the truth. Well, Mike, I will tell you, man, we're really excited to launch the new website, MakingEightRodeo.com. And, you know, it's kind of a new beginning for us, as well as for the fans that are going to be able to tune in. And, you know, Mike, we haven't done anything, you know, everything perfect over the last 3 years, but we've really, you know, we were the first ones in rodeo to really launch on Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, we found ways in order to be effective and get the word out and get the message out. And that's our overall goal, man. We want to reach out to the fans. We want to reach out to these guys like Dave Samsel, you know. Some of these guys that some of the fans may not get to know a whole lot about, or they followed it and haven't heard in a long time. And, you know, we've gotten to talk with so many of those guys. Guys like Clint Bronger, like Dave Samsel was mentioning, you know. A guy like that, you know, we want to get to know a little bit more and find out how things are going for him. And we've been able to accomplish that. We're very proud to be able to do that. You know, these guys that are out there right now, we've been able to keep in contact with and follow along with. JD has been on our show, and we just absolutely love it. You know, we love that the fans are able to get closer, and we're going to continue to keep finding ways to do that. And this is a new beginning for us. So MakingEightRodeo.com has officially launched, and with that comes a lot of new and exciting things. Obviously, our radio shows are going to get back up, and we look to launch our, you know, weekly, daily shows, you know, that we were doing Monday through Friday. I think that we're getting a full schedule, though. We've got Short Go, you know, we've got Making Eight Radio Show on Sunday nights. We've been, you know, teaming up with True Cowboy Radio, and I was just on their show last week, and you know, of course, that is normally run on Wednesday nights. Thursday nights, we've got a new UPBR Bull Talk Hour hosted by Greg McKinley. And, you know, so there's so many different shows that are ongoing. Man, it's just we're getting a full schedule. We look to get Rob Smith on board. I just talked to him yesterday. And, you know, he is definitely eager to get back out there and really start talking to the fans and building that radio show back up. So many exciting things are happening just on the radio aspect, and that doesn't include all the other things that are going on with MakingEightRodeo.com and what we call the actual Making Eight Rodeo Network, and that's exactly what we're trying to accomplish.
You know, I can't really stress the network. When I have to reintegrate this a little bit with the fans. When we say network, we mean – we're not just a group of guys that's doing one show every week or one guy doing a show by himself every week. We're going to have a network of shows that is a complete different. We're going to have different shows by different people. So that means today I may have a show and tomorrow you're going to have a show, but we may not agree about the same thing, Scott. We may have a different opinion or a different view, as the better way of saying it. A different view on a spin. So you'll be able to get all these new insights in every show that we have, and that really excites me, and it has to excite the fans to have that much coverage of bull riding.
Well, it does, you know, and some things are, you know, kind of repetitive, you know, but our goal is going to be to get different guests on throughout the week. We're going to discuss different topics, and you know it really mixes up the flavor, and it gives everybody an opportunity, and we're all here to accomplish the same goal, and that's to talk about the sport that we love and to encourage the fans and to give them that knowledge. And you know that's what this True Network is all about, man. And I'm excited, and it goes more than just radio. You know, we step into our webcast. You know, we've kind of been down obviously for the last few months. We had the pleasure of broadcasting IFR 42, which we will be back for IFR 43 next year. That's already been booked. We've got summer rodeos that are planned. We are tremendously growing. We're going to be in Nebraska in July. We're going to be around Oklahoma doing many more. We're going to be covering a lot of finals at the end of the year. So, you know, it truly is starting to develop. But before it did, I said, you know, we really – we need to take a look at what we're doing. And first, you know, I mean, we've got to apologize to some of the fans for some of the mishaps and mistakes that we've had to go through in order to get there. But, you know, this is a groundbreaking surface. And you know, we've explained that from day one, that we're still very new. But you know what? We're passionate, and we're going to continue to strive to set the standard. And others are going to follow. We're going to get competitors. We're going to get people that feel like they need to compete with us rather than work with us. And that's, you know, I challenge any one of them to call in. We're going to have our call-in show tomorrow night. We're going to take suggestions. We're going to talk a lot about Making 8 Rodeo Network and Making8Rodeo.com and just where we're headed. Tomorrow, we're going to take callers. We encourage all of our fans, some of the producers, anybody that is interested in being a part of the network to give us a call tomorrow afternoon. Show starts at 7 o'clock Central Time, and we really want to get you guys on board. But, you know, one of the things that we developed, we opened up this chat room. I worked for 8 hours last night just on getting this to work and function like we need to. Now, it's a basic format. We're going to change the chat room. It'll be a different server, but it's going to be the same process. It's going to be really easy to do. You can go in, build your screen name, and come in and chat, and then you can continue to keep surfing, making8rodeo.com, check out the news center, check out the rodeo shows, the webcast, whatever the case is, and still keep your chat room window open and be able to continue to chat with other fans throughout the entire day. It's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week chat room that's opened up, and that's going to allow the fans to come in at any time if they've got questions or things happening they want to talk about. That's what we're here for. We're going to reach out to those fans 24/7. We're going to be available to them.
I'm so excited about it. It gets me fired up to even think about it. But let's get into a little bit. I'm going to tell you some of the things that we've got going on ourselves. We're going to be out on the road here in March and April. We're going to be going to a few events myself. There's a PRCA event that will be here in South Haven, Mississippi that I'm going to be at. We're going to be doing a radio show live from there. And then we're also going to kind of skip across the board a little bit. We're going to go to some cowboy mount shooting. Have you ever been to a cowboy mount shooting, Scott?
Mike, I have. Actually out in Las Vegas, and they are absolutely fun to watch. And if there's any fans that are going to be close by, Mike, you know, of course, we're going to get the word out there and let fans know your schedule. But, you know, these live broadcasts that you've done this year so far have been fantastic, these remote broadcasts from these events. And the guests that you've been able to bring on, you know, you've brought in some really talented personnel. I know just there when you were at the Dixie National Finals, had Shane Proctor, had his wife, Jessie, on. And, you know, that's so huge, man. And that's what the fans are looking for. We really enjoy it. We're going to continue to keep promoting that and making ways for guys like you to get out there to these rodeos. And we're going to encourage our other fans and our other, you know, rodeo hosts to get out there and continue to keep doing it this way because it works.
It definitely works. And I enjoy it. I know the fans do. Let's you and I talk a little bit about Iron Cowboy for a second.
Right.
Who impressed you? Is there who out there really stepped up and impressed you at this event?
Well, you know, JB Mooney has been impressing me all week, all year long. You know, he's really stepped out. He's got a different tone about him. He's got a different swag about him, kind of like we've seen him have a couple years ago. And you know, I really thought I was waiting for a challenge. I thought that he was going to challenge as to whether or not he made a qualified ride there at the end. He had already won it, you know. It wasn't going to matter. If I were him, I would have taken that risk. I'd love to have seen the numbers come in on it. But, you know, the bottom line is I think that JB could ride either one of those bulls. But, you know, Iron Cowboy, I think it's exciting for the fans to watch. I like the bracket style thing. But when you get down into that fourth round and you're matched up against the bull like that and you just got on 10 minutes ago, man, it is hard. It is hard for those guys to be able to step up. But, you know, we did have some qualified rides, and I think it was exciting to watch. I think all the Americans have really stepped up this year. I think a lot of it may have had to do with some of the things that may have happened last year, you know, some of the notable comments that were made from some of the guys maybe in the office, some of the guys that have been around and actually started the PBR. I think it kind of gave them something to reflect on. And this year, the Americans have really stepped up their game. Now, the Brazilians are still top-notch. I think those guys are still really riding consistent. But I think the Americans have stepped up their game to compete with them, and that is going to make for a fantastic season all year long to watch on the PBR.
Something that really caught my eye last night, and all the fans had to have seen this because it was live. I really liked this, the live, because you got to hear things that you normally don't get to hear. But did you catch the Glarmy when he turned down the re-ride, the option, and the kind of reaction that he had from a few of the gate guys to tell him, hey, look, you don't want to win first place? You know, that really tells me that, hey, look, we want to be the best. And what do you think about Glarmy's strategy right there?
You know, it's a business decision. It makes it very, very tough. I think that given – you know, I think that any cowboy would have probably made the same decision. I think 50% of them would, and 50% of them would have went ahead and went for the re-ride. It really is a split down the middle when you come down to something like that, especially given this bracket-style format. You know, I think that he was only matched up against one other guy, and, you know, at that point, and to be able to advance, you know, and that's what it came down to, was being able to advance. I don't know. I think that at the time he made what he thought felt was the best decision overall. Like I said, personally, I don't think the Iron Cowboy format overall is my favorite pick, just because the guys don't have to make 8 second rides. Now next week in Detroit, it's Last Cowboy Standing. That's where we're going to get it on. That's where cowboys are going to have to step up and make the whistle, and that's where it counts.
Scott, you're so great. We got about seven and a half minutes left in the show. And, man, I wish
we
could have talked about this at 30 minutes left. But let's really quickly dive into this. Last Cowboy Standing starts this weekend.
Yep.
Now, if you remember, this really kicked off Luke Snyder's his career in last year and so far in this year. It really set him up to have the confidence to go back to riding bulls and like he was when he was 21. You know, this event is a grueling event. You know, this is really truly a grueling event because you have to cover for the full 8 seconds, unlike the Iron Cowboy. That's why I love this event coming up. This is going to be a fun weekend. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And we're going to see some of these veterans, some of the guys that we haven't seen, you know, in a while, really kind of step up. I think, you know, Sean Willingham stepped out last year, came in second place behind Luke Snyder there at Last Cowboy Standing. I think we could see him make a comeback, you know. I would like to. I'm a fan of Sean Willingham, so I would definitely like to. But, you know, Mike, listen, I really don't want to hold you up, man, and I know that I appreciate you taking my call, especially after the interview with Dave Sanford. It was fantastic. But we're going to be back on the air again tomorrow, and you're actually going to be our switchboard man. You're going to be our call taker and our heartbreaker, I guess you could say. So I look forward to tomorrow's show, 7 o'clock Central Time. It's going to be fun.
We will have a show tomorrow, and I don't know about heartbreaker, but I know that I'll be. But, man, yeah, definitely. I appreciate you calling in because it's really fun to talk with you, Scott, about what's going on in the world of rodeo and bull riding. So, but, yeah, man, we'll definitely be there tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Central Time. Make sure everybody tune in, and you can check us out there at Facebook. Go to Making Eight Rodeo Network and like us there. If you don't like us on Facebook, go to the Shore Go and like us. All these different ways you can find the links to our shows, and especially the new website, making8rodeo.com. Make sure you go to the new website, check it out, and tune into all these different radio shows that we've got going on. The insight that will be brought is going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again, Mike.
All right, Scott, take care, bud.
You too.
Well, fans, you know, like you said, we're going to have all these different shows. We're going to have a show tomorrow night. Make sure you tune in to the show tomorrow night, because tomorrow you will get a lot of insight of what's going on with making8rodeo.com and what kind of it holds in the future. I could tell you, I know from personal experience, that it is going to be fun. You've been along with the ride for the last 3 or 4 years. The next 3 or 4 years is going to be very exciting. especially the next 6 to 8 months. So make sure you tune in right here on the Making 8 Radio Network and listen to the show tomorrow night, because you'll get a lot of insight of what's coming up in the very near future. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're winding down to the last of the show. I just want to say thank you to Super Dave for coming on the show. We really enjoy sitting back talking with him. Thank you to Scott Mixer for coming on. It was really cool to sit back and talk with you and talk about what's going on. It's really important for us to stay out there and stay involved with the fans and keep everything updated to keep these fans going. So, I want to tell everybody right now, the last minute of the show, I'm going to give you my picks for the weekend coming up. The last Cowboy standing is a guy who is on fire. He is riding bulls like unbelievable, and that's Ty Pozavon from Canada. You better watch this kid as he's coming in the next weekend. If he is healthy, if he is feeling good, he is going to be a force to reckon with next weekend at Last Cowboy Standing. You guys can put that in the books. That brings the show to a close. Always stay tuned right here to the Making 8 Radio Network for all your latest news in rodeo. So stay tuned. See you guys tomorrow night, 7 o'clock.